It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living approach. Here's Howard.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Telephone number, if you want to be with me and chat a little bit, is the same as always. It's 1-866-444-3478. We talk about green living, and one of the most important parts of green living is controlling the beasts and various pests on your food crops that you're trying to grow. And we've really, the last couple of weeks, gotten a whole lot of calls about that. And I'm going to spend some time going through the main insect problems and the solutions, the totally organic solutions that work so well for you in a little bit. But need to catch up on a few other things first. One is, I just got back in town. We have been in Argentina, Mendoza this time. If you are familiar with the website dirtdoctor.com, you know that we put the travel information on there for you. I only started doing a pretty good job of it recently. In the past, we put some photographs on there, and then further back than that, our trips are not on the website because I was shooting slides back in those days, and I haven't converted those slides over to digital. We've had some conversations this week while I've been out of town about how to get some of that past information up for you. The most current trips, and there's a lot of information there, probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 different trips that you can see. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and go to travel, or you can go to the navigation bar on greenliving.com, green-living.com, or howardgarrett.com, you can get to it in any of those three ways. You can see the most recent trips. The most current one, the one we just got back from, was to Mendoza, Argentina, and I'll have that up for you this week so you can check it out. The wine region there, the reason we went, our daughter and my announcer, Logan, were there for she was there for a trip to learn a little bit better use of her Spanish. She's really good, but she's really trying to refine it more. And she was in school there. And like she was in Buenos Aires, which was one of the previous trips that we've got there for you to see. In Buenos Aires, she worked and went to school. This time she was just working. We went to see her, and she had lined up several trips in the wine country. And we just had some great experiences. We went down south of Mendoza to the South American version of the Grand Canyon. It was cold down there. It's winter there, and we had a nice trip, and we've got good shots of that you'll be able to see. We visited several wineries, had wine tastings, and also I was surprised at how good the restaurants and some of the vineyards, some of the wineries were, and we've got information about all that for you. We've had some comments come in this week, and by the way, those of you that send me emails and expect an answer really quick, it's gotten to be harder and harder, pretty much impossible to answer everybody's calls, but everybody's emails. But if you want to send me a question about anything, you send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or info@howardgarrett.com, and if we don't directly answer, we will at least include it in my Dallas Morning News columns or in the talk on the radio or some other way. We try to answer as many as we can, but the volume has just gotten to be kind of crazy. One of the things I was talking about in one of the previous shows was the fact that I'm not a huge fan of sunscreens. Most of the people I'm around use a lot of sunscreens. In fact, some people in my family still do a little bit, not as much as others. Some of my golf buddies slather that stuff on their skin two or three times during a round of golf. And I never have. I believe in treating the skin issues from within, internally, rather than putting it on the surface. And I think there may be some negative things. People with really fair skin, docs are pushing you that way, and I know you feel comfortable with that, and that's fine. I just want people to know there is an alternative way to go. And somebody responded to my comments by saying that there is another alternative, and that is to protect your skin with clothing and hats. And And that's a good point. I didn't make that big of an issue out of it. There are two companies specializing in it that this listener told me about, and I appreciate it. Two catalogs. One is Coolibar.com, Coolibar.com, and the other is sunprecautions.com. And let's see, seems like there was another note here. And they just said that there's other companies that are talking about this good lightweight clothing to cover up your skin, which I agree is a much better way to go than using the sun screens. One of the things on our trip that I often talk about is when I leave town, I don't have some of the tools available to me that I do here in Dallas. I live in the Dallas area. The radio show is broadcast from Irving, which is near the DFW airport. And we have sun and heat here. In fact, it got real hot while we were out of town down in the nice, cool part of South America, over 100 degrees here. But one of the things that I do when I travel is that I don't always take all the vitamins and supplements, and I'm not able to always have clean water. I'm not always able to have the same kind of diet that I have here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And two things that I'll give you as a tip when you travel, if you haven't already tried it, is either take or buy some high-quality vinegar, apple cider vinegar, when you get to your destination. I use it in a couple of ways. One is I put the vinegar in, and here I'll buy something real high quality like an organic vinegar such as Bragg's or some other brand. When you're in other countries, it's a little harder to do, but if you don't want to pack a small container of vinegar and take it with you, and I know taking liquids is sometimes an issue these days, you can at least buy some apple cider vinegar at your destination and use it in a couple of ways. Take it internally, put a tablespoon or a couple in a glass of water and drink a couple of times a day. Really helps you with having to eat food that's not as clean or not the same that you're used to quite a bit. Also rinse with it. When I'm showering in water that's not as clean as my totally filtered water at home, rinsing off with vinegar is a pretty good idea. Get the soap residue off is a pretty good thing, too. Yeah, it will leave a little bit of a vinegar flavor to you, a fragrance, but just rinse off real well, and it works good. The other thing is baking soda. Baking soda is a great tool to take with you on your trips, and you can buy it in other countries, but I've found that it tends to be a little bit different than the baking soda that we have here in the country. So I just put a little bit in either an old pill container, vitamin container, or this time I just threw it in a Ziploc bag because I had run out of time. And I go that way. I brush my teeth with it. I rinse my mouth out with it, use it as a mouthwash. Any kind of mouth things, like I have a device, I have an appliance that I use that helps my breathing and snoring. Other people have devices that are good for that are retainers for your teeth or something like that. Any kind of device like that, clean with baking soda, makes a big deal. And I have found also that the baking soda helps you keep from getting colds and flus and things like that, any kind of germs and things that you're around, especially that you're not used to. So it's just a very good, inexpensive, easy to take kind of a precaution, and good for a whole bunch of different things. Let's see. Oh, and one other thing I probably ought to mention related to that, and I used it for this reason on the trip. Sometimes when you're eating food you're not used to, get heartburn. I rarely ever get heartburn. I've gotten it a few times recently, and it's usually from eating something you're not used to as much or whatever. And I woke up, I discovered this at home, and I used it again on the trip. I woke up with some heartburn. Wasn't too bad, but it was bad enough to bother your sleep. Got up, put a rounded teaspoon of baking soda in a glass of water, drank it down, and the heartburn went away instantly. It's all these expensive pharmaceuticals and things that aren't good for you anyway. I have a lot of side problems and everything you don't need to do, because baking soda works so well. It's about as clean and pure product as you can use. So give that a shot. I've had some questions about the spill in the Gulf. I'll comment on that a little bit when I come back. And we'll talk about whatever you want to. Oh, by the way, one person called and wanted to know about storing potatoes. And the question was related to what's the best thing to store potatoes in at home so they will last a long time. Well, I got an easy answer for you, and it's good for storing anything that you don't want to rot at home. We'll talk about that and other things when I come back. If you want to call me, give me a call, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you want my newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back after this.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
If you're currently not listening as well as you think you should, or if you've had some slight ringing in your ears, then I've got a suggestion for you. It's affordable hearing. It's the hearing consultant I recommend. Several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll meet on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Greg Kenny and his affordable hearing staff will give you a free hearing consultation and then let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home to try for a week with no charge or obligation. You hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertising, but this company is a Dirt Doctor recommendation. Affordable Hearing uses only the latest techniques and the greatest technology, so they save you money through their excellent prices. Affordable Hearing, it's 800-521-1592. Check out the contact lenses of the hearing industry. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. The number is 866-444-3478. Yeah, you can store your potatoes, Irish potatoes. I would assume this would work for sweet potatoes, too, but it's not time for them in most of the country yet. In peat moss, dry peat moss. If you've listened to me before or read any of my stuff, and my books are on dirtdoctor.com, you know I do not recommend peat moss. Peat moss is something that... it's a staple in the landscape industry and gardening and potted plants and things like that. But we don't recommend it for several reasons. All the details are on the website. Just go to the library on dirtdoctor.com and look up peat moss alphabetically in the library. Everything's listed alphabetically there. But some of the main points are that it's too expensive. It's an environmental problem having to be shipped across the country from most of the country from the peat moss bogs. It's an environmental issue at the bogs, as a matter of fact, as well. But the big thing is that it's basically antimicrobial. Well, that's a bad thing as far as potting soil and bed preparation, things like that. We want the soil to be as healthy and biologically active as it can possibly be. That's how the natural system works. That's the main point of the organic program that we recommend. Everything we recommend works because it stimulates the biological activity of the soil. Peat moss does not. But on the other hand, as far as being a storage material, it's great. Things won't rot in it. That's why we don't like it for use in the soil. So storing your Irish potatoes to have longer shelf life is something that would be very beneficial to do. The other thing that would be very helpful to do is to spray the potatoes. Also, any vegetables or any fruit that you bring from the grocery store or harvest out of your own garden, spray them with BioWash for two reasons. The stuff that comes from the grocery store, you don't know who or how it's been handled. You know, and it doesn't matter who's handling it. It doesn't matter whether it's organic or not organic. People handling the stuff with dirty hands can be a problem, and you eliminate that by cleaning it with the BioWash product. Also, the BioWash product, and I've had mixed reports here. Some people have reported that the shelf life literally will double if you spray the produce with this plant wash or BioWash product. other people have told me that it doesn't seem to increase the shelf life that much, maybe a little bit. So there's a wide range of reports I get there. Most of them say it does help, but for sure, without any question, it helps as far as cleaning the stuff up. And you can find that BioWash product if it's not in your local stores on in the Green Living shop. Just go to dirtdoctor.com or greenliving.com, green-living.com. The navigation bar will get you to the shop, and you'll see it there. Once you see it, you may find it in the stores. And if you don't find it in the stores, you can buy it online from us. And it's great. It's great for a whole bunch of things. We see that we get indirect control of insects and great control of diseases with it in the garden as well. But spray the potatoes, put the potatoes in dry peat moss. People have asked me, okay, that's fine. How long and what temperature? Well, as long as they'll last, you'll just have to check and see what happens. And then the temperature is a nice, cool place. Put it in the cupboard. You can do it in a garage or a barn if you don't get excessive heat or cold. You just want to keep it in a relatively benign temperature that's not too hot, not too cold, and in the shade and the potatoes and other things that you store. For example, you can store bulbs. If you keep your bulbs that you plant in the garden from one season to the other, you can store them in the peat moss and they'll last a lot longer. Garlic, various kinds of things. So give that a shot if you haven't already. Also, I've had some questions about the microbes, using microbes in the Gulf to clean up the oil spill. People have asked me why that's not being done. Well, it may be being done. The only thing the news covers is the chemicals that are used. I'm not even sure what the specific chemicals are. But every time they do a report on that, they talk about it being some kind of chemical that's a dispersant. And that would be some kind of fatty acid product, maybe, and it could be something a whole lot more toxic. I don't know. It kind of scares me to, you know, to think about what all they're doing there. There have been some reports that they're using it pretty excessively, and it's not really doing that much good, maybe even causing a worse problem. Beneficial microbes will clear up petroleum spills and other contaminants in water, including in salt water. Problem here is the volume. The volume of oil, crude oil, that's coming out of that thing is so incredibly heavy that the microbes couldn't keep up with it. Now, the microbes over on the shore, and once it's dispersed and once it's diluted some, certainly will work and should be being used. I hope it's the case. I don't know that for sure. A lot of different companies have beneficial microbes, and I hope that some of the people involved in this disaster are involved in the problem. But it'll do clean up, but it won't do clean up with the kind of volume that's coming out of that thing right now. It needs to be stopped, and then the cleanup can really begin in earnest. While it's still spewing out the volume that's spewing out, you're not going to have much luck from anything. A big problem, to say the least. Oh, let's see what else. Oh, and one of the things that we did on the trip is talk to Logan, our daughter, about her next move, which ended up being to Costa Rica, which is where she's already there. And in the process, we started looking for some of the information on the website because she's going to be working at a radio station in Costa Rica. And I'll tell you something that we discovered about our own website and how to find some information that you may not have been able to find in the past. Howard Garrett, telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for the only dog and cat foods that I recommend. There's a very good reason why that is. These are the best. My dogs love them. Their coats are great. Their skin problems have never existed because they've been on Munster Natural from the very beginning. We get a lot of reports from people saying that skin problems, hot spots go away once the dogs and cats start eating the Munster Natural pet foods. You can get information about these products at MunsterMilling.com or you can call them direct for a store near you at 800-772-7178. One of the things that's so different about the Munster Natural dog food and cat food is the very high level of omega-3 fatty acids. There's also some very unusual ingredients that you won't find in any other products on the market. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or rice. Munster Natural pet foods, the very best products available. If you haven't tried them yet, your dogs and cats deserve it.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard Garrett back with you, 866-444-3478. Yeah, those websites, all available to you. They'll all get you to the Green Living Shop, dirtdoctor.com, green-living.com, or howardgarrett.com, any of those three. We do a newsletter. It is a weekly newsletter. In the past, we've been just putting it out any day of the week whenever we got it done. We're in the process of changing that. We're going to put it out on the same day every week because we've found out that people can use it better if it comes out on Mondays. So the next one will be coming out for you on Monday. And every Monday after that, the newsletter usually covers one subject at a time and covers green living kinds of things, organic gardening and landscaping, pest control, compost issues, environmental kinds of things, whatever is on my mind and whatever's a current thing that you need to know about. And it's a good price. It's free. All you do is give us your email address, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or info@howardgarrett.com. Either one, that gets you on the on the list to receive it. And like I said, the next one will be coming out on Monday. If you want to see the ones that already exist, go to thedirtdoctor.com right on the or the, any of those websites and go to the navigation page and get to the newsletter. And the newsletter button will take you to the past newsletters. The thing I wanted to tell you about that also is on our website that is hidden, we've done a really good job of making it almost impossible to find it, is a section where my Dallas Morning News columns hang out, where they reside. And there's a bunch of them there. They go back a long time. I don't know how many years back. But the subjects are such that if you have an issue, you can probably go in there and find a Q&A, a question and answer that I've written for the Dallas Morning News covering something about organic living, organic gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever. And right now you go to the bottom of the page and you click on the button that says more. It's in bold. You go to the bottom of the page on dirtdoctor.com. It says more Dirt Doctor features. Dirt Doctor, my nickname. And then click on that, more Dirt Doctor features. It looks like the heading, but it's live. It takes you to the Dallas Morning News archives, and you can a lot of times find something that is exactly what you need there, because that's been going on for several years, answering questions that have come in by email and through the Dallas Morning News, and we've covered a lot of subjects. So check that out. We're in the process of putting it on the website under a button with the Dallas Morning News logo there so you can find it easier. And if you have any other questions about the website, you know, just let us know. And the place where you send those kind of questions and all that'll get to the right people is info@dirtdoctor.com or info@howardgarrett.com. Lots of insect problems out there. And I told you I was going to cover some of those things. One of the most common ones I'm getting lately is phylloxera gall. And you go, what the heck is that? Well, if you have pecan trees, your pecan tree leaves often will have a bunch of green bumps on the leaves, and they turn to a brown bump that looks like a little volcano a lot of times, and sometimes brown in color. Those are phylloxera galls. They are a little insect that attacks, stings the leaf tissue. The leaf tissue grows in an abnormal way and forms housing for this little insect's young. Eggs are laid there, and the young grow and hatch from these little bumps. It's primarily a cosmetic problem, but if they get real heavy on the foliage of the plants, obviously it interferes with photosynthesis, with the sunlight collection of the leaves and the food production of the plant. So if you have had it in the past and want to head it off, you just simply use the fruit and pecan tree program that's on the website. It's the organic fruit and pecan tree program. And the spraying of compost, tea, and Garrett juice and the other organic amendments that we recommend will help prevent it. If you've already got these bumps on the leaves, not a thing you can do. They're there. And you can spray and make the plant healthier with those same things, Garrett juice, which is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And Garrett Juice Plus has some fish emulsion in it. It's the spray I use. It's the spray I use in my vegetable garden, in my landscape plants. If I do consulting on commercial landscaping or agriculture, it's what I recommend there too. And a lot of golf courses use a similar kind of a mixture. A lot of people, and we provide the formula if you want to make it yourself, is on the website, on dirtdoctor.com or howardgarrett.com. You can go that route, and you can make it yourself. It'll always be there for you. But if you don't want to do that, if you don't like making your own home brews, you can buy the commercial products, and they're in the Green Living shop. And if you haven't tried them yet, you need to. They are fantastic. And if you do, if you've got some plants that aren't doing as well as you'd like for them to do, use the Garrett juice not only as a spray on the foliage, but also as a drench in the soil. And when you do a drench in the root zone of plants that aren't doing as well as you'd like, add the product that's also in the Green Living shop that's called Thrive. Thrive is the most remarkable product I've been involved in a long, long time. We were We were helpful in getting the company to add beneficial mycorrhizal fungi. All mycorrhizal fungi is beneficial, but a specific mycorrhizal fungi made from a friend of mine in Oregon, Dr. Michael Amaranthus. His mycorrhizal fungi, or mycorrhizae, is in the Thrive product with the beneficial bacteria. And if you pour that in the soil around plants that are just getting started, or inoculate the roots of new transplants, or treat the seed before you plant, you will see some remarkable differences in the way your plants grow. And like I said, if you've got some plants that are limping along a little bit, not doing quite as well as you'd like, you need to drench the roots of those plants, and you'll see a change this very growing season. The insect problems other than phylloxera galls I'm getting the most calls about, aphids hitting plants that are in stress, use that BioWash product that I talked about. It has this indirect power there. You can use orange oil mixtures. The orange oil formulas are on the website, or you can buy commercial products that are ready to go. We tell people how to control fire ants, and they've popped up a little bit after the rains. The drench of fire ant mounds that we recommend is called the mound drench formula. Simple as that. And it's a mixture of orange oil, compost tea, and molasses in equal amounts. That's the formula. And then you use 4 to 6 ounces of that concentration per gallon of water and drench it right into the fire ant mounds, and it'll kill them. Do it right in the middle of the fire ant mounds. Those of you with mealy bugs, and that's one I'm getting a lot of calls and questions about, you can spray that same mixture, that same fire ant drench on the plants. If you don't mix it heavier than about 4 ounces per gallon especially, you won't get any burn on the foliage, and it'll kill the insects. It'll kill aphids. It'll kill a lot of beetles and true bugs that might be munching on your crops. Bagworms have been asked about. The young bagworms, before they attach and are hanging from the plant, you know, the little football, long football shape hanging down from the plant, if you spray before that happens, you can kill them with this mixture. Also with the biological spray called Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT. Be careful spraying that. It'll kill butterflies too. So you just put it on the plants that are having a problem. But if you don't want to risk killing all the butterflies and everything else, use this mixture that I mentioned, the compost tea, molasses, and orange oil. That's the mound drench. Equal amounts of those three things, and then use 4 ounces of that per gallon of water to spray your plants. It has a benefit as far as helping the plant growth, but it'll also kill insects that are munching on the plant. There are some other commercial products that fit into the organic way of doing things. One specific one that we have in the Green Living shop is called Eco Smart. Very high technology. It's plant essential oils is all it is, and it's a killing organic spray, and it's a good tool for you if you haven't tried it yet. I'm seeing a lot of sharpshooters on plants. I saw some in my vegetable garden when I got back in town from the trip. Sharpshooters are interesting little insects. You see them on the stems of plants, and if you try to touch them, they scoot around to the other side of the stem. That's called a sharpshooter, or a plant bugs sometimes do the same thing, plant hoppers. You can spray and kill them with those same organic pest control products that I just mentioned. So if you haven't tried it yet, give it a shot. Caterpillars. Caterpillars may be the worst thing I'm seeing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and some other parts of the South. Because of all the rains and the luxuriant growth that we had on plants, some of the caterpillars are having a field day, especially on your cool season crops in the vegetable garden that are getting into a little stress now because we're moving into the hot weather. When the plants get into stress because of that weather change, a lot of these insects really take advantage of that and go in and do what Mother Nature's design is, and that's to take out the stressed plants. You can kill them and have your cool season things last a little longer, or protect your summer crops from caterpillars with that same orange oil, compost tea, molasses mixture, the fire ant drench mixture, or with the EcoSmart, or with any orange oil-based spray. And there are some other commercial organic products as well. And we'll be talking about the others as we go. But just to keep it simple for right now, those are some of the best choices. I've got a real bad critter in my vegetable garden right now, and I didn't figure out what it is. And you may be experiencing the same thing. It's some kind of an animal, some kind of a beast that's coming in at night and harvesting my wonderfully ripe and ready to harvest tomatoes. And they tend to eat about half of them, you know, and ruin them and then go on to the next one. Don't know if it's rats, mice, squirrels, possum, raccoon. Could be birds, but I doubt it in this situation because these that were damaged were real low to the ground, right at the ground. Could be turtles, too. Turtles will come in and feast on your good thing sometime. We recommend traps. There are some repellent things that you can do. In fact, we work with a company called Deer Scram, and they make some products that repel a lot of different animals. But when I come back from this break, we'll talk about traps. There are some specific ways of handling traps to catch these critters that might be eating your food crops. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back. Telephone number 866-444-3478.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Do you have areas where things don't grow well or at all? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type, and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
The new biological products from Thrive are products that I recommend as highly as anything I've ever recommended because they work so well. They are beneficial bacteria products, also mycorrhizal fungi in the products. They will help you with plant growth, clean up pet odors, and clear up ponds and water features. They work incredibly well in your herb garden, vegetable garden, potted plants, or turf. Make sure you get the Alpha Biosystems product called Thrive. AlphaBiosystems.com is the website.
Every year, more than a million children are poisoned by common household chemicals. Why take chances with your family's health when there's a safe alternative? EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Proven effective against bugs, but safe for people, pets, and the environment. EcoSmart is so safe, it can say it on the label. Can your pesticide do that? Look for the green and white packages with pictures of children and pets. Not just smart, EcoSmart.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects. Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life.
Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I was listening to that last spot, and it reminded me of something that I forgot to take on this last trip that you need to put on your checklist. You need to almost have a checklist, and I don't do a good job of this. Do what I say instead of what I do. You need a good checklist before you make a trip, especially a long trip, and check off all the things that you need to take with you, you know, the vinegar, the baking soda, the vitamins, this, that, and the other thing. And one very important one that I did not take on this last trip that you need to make a note to use yourself is the Redmond salt. It's the best salt there is out there that I know of, Redmond sea salt. And as you travel, you're just going to get sodium chloride, regular salt, in the restaurants. And on our trip to Argentina that I was telling you about, the food tends to be a little bit, especially in certain some cases, a little bit, depending on the chef, a little bit on the bland side. So adding some salt and pepper is sometimes good, which they recommend at most of the restaurants. But if you take your own salt and take Redmond sea salt and it comes in some small containers, that would be a very smart thing to do, said Howard to himself. And we will certainly not forget that next time. The Redmond sea salt not only is really, really good for you, and I think virtually impossible to take too much of it, like regular sodium chloride, but also tastes better. It's just a great, great product. And if you're not familiar with it, it is in the shop. It is in the Green Living shop if it's not in your stores. Recommend it to your local stores if they don't have it. I'd certainly recommend that first, and if you can't get it any other way, then we can help you with the mail order way of buying it. Back to the pest control, and the number, if you want to call in here real quick any time, is 866-444-3478. Whatever the beasts are in your garden that are eating your whatever it is, tomatoes, peppers, grapes, pomegranate, whatever. And, you know, I've got all those things. And it can be birds. One of the best things I probably should start with is the bird situation. There's a product on the market, and I don't think we have it in the shop yet. It's probably a product we need to add. It's called Bird Scare Flash Tape. Bird Scare Flash Tape is a Mylar tape. It's about, I don't know, half inch wide or less. It's red on one side and it's silver on the other. And what you do is you hold it, you tie it to a stake or a tree or a fence. And if you run it above the trees, it's probably the best. But you hold the spool sideways, and as it comes out, then it'll be spiraled. And as the wind blows it, it apparently comes across to the birds as fire. And they tend to get used to it after a while, but for several weeks it really repels them well. And if you move it, change the angle of it, raise it, lower it, or whatever, it tends to last longer. That's a good way on the birds. The various furry critters on the ground, like I said, the scram products, if you have deer scram is amazing how well it works. So get it. If you have moles or gophers that are doing damage, you know, underground, the mole scram and the gopher scram from the same company, amazing how well it works. Just very, very surprising. And rabbit scram, which is what it could be on some of the damage, the rabbit scram, again, works well. There are other repellent products out there. Some are pretty good. Some work better than others. Most of them work by having a real nasty smell, like a rotten egg smell or something like that. They all tend to be more or less in that category. The deer scram, rabbit scram, mole scram products don't work that way. They don't work by having an ugly, stinky smell. They work by having a smell that puts a fear of death in the animal. In other words, it gives them the impression that there's something there that's going to kill them, something there that's a predator. And you probably have heard of people using fox urine and various predator urine products. That's not what this is. This uses totally organic ingredients that create that same sensation without the smell of urine. They're not unpleasant compared to the other products, and they work very, very well. Now, on traps, trapping with a live trap, and there's a couple of different people that make them. Have a Heart makes a line of products. The Pied Piper company, which is a Texas company, makes a real good line of products, and there's probably others, maybe some in the stores, feed stores, garden centers, hardware stores in your area. If not, you need to ask them to get some in. Put some traps out, and the first thing that you need to do is try to figure out what the beast is. Trapping them is a for sure way to do that. Going out at night with a flashlight, which is a great way to see what kind of insects are eating your plants, is what I recommend anyway. And you might be able to see footprints or the actual animals in this case. And if not, trapping them is a for sure way to find them. Animals are pretty smart. They will figure out how to avoid traps in a lot of cases. And the best tip I can give you is set the live traps. Put some wood or something around the edge so they can't dig under the trap, and put the bait, bird seed, the fruit that's getting eaten in your garden or whatever, under the metal cage trap. Not in the trap, but under it. And they'll have to go in and they bang around on it and they'll trip the trap and catch themselves, and then you can relocate them or do, you know, more dramatic things if you need to. Your call on that. But I hope that helps you with your garden, and I hope you're doing everything with organic techniques. The Natural Organic Program is what we recommend. For details on what I recommend, products and techniques both, go to dirtdoctor.com or to howardgarrett.com. And if you've got any questions, let us know. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. That'll get you on the newsletter. Talk to you later.